Welcome to the Daring Designers podcast with me, Kat Byrne, founder and creative director of Gatto, my own dream design business, and mentor for designers who want to build a dreamy, sustainable, and joyful design business by booking in advance, connecting with and attracting your perfect people, and becoming confident creative experts. I've worked with hundreds of overwhelmed and overworked designers to switch things around and build their own dreamy design business their way with more time, flexibility, consistency, income, and joy. With my belief that there is no one right way to run your business, but by harnessing your strongest creative superpowers and building confidence in your abilities as an expert, you can find your own perfect path to your personal version of success. And I'm here to guide you to find your own path with the help of just a little bit of daring from you. Hi, I'm starting today's episode with a little announcement. The waitlist for my signature group program, The Clubhouse, is now open. The Clubhouse is a 12-month mentoring program just for designers where I help you book dream clients 3 months in advance so you can have a stress-free, flexible work week and a long-term sustainable business with consistent income. And yes, all of these things can come from just one strategy, which is booking in advance. The program is opening on January the 15th for waitlist members only, and those of you who sign up will also get an exclusive one-to-one bonus where you can work with me to plan your schedule and start booking clients in advance straight away. I'm also super excited to be introducing some new elements into the program this time around in January. First of all, the brand new framework, Your Booked Up Blueprint, which helps you plan your time, your schedule, your money, and your sales. So you know that booking in advance can help you reach your income goals and give you more time, space, and energy. We'll also have a 30-day marketing challenge to help you build consistency and start talking directly to your perfect people. And finally, we have brand new monthly implementation sessions, so you can actually carve out the time that you've always wanted to work on your business without any stress. I can't wait to welcome some new designers into the program. Those already in there have achieved amazing things like booking up to 4 months in advance within just 8 weeks of joining the program, tripling their monthly income consistently, working on dreamy projects with dreamy clients only, and working less whilst also getting record money months. Once again, all of these things come from booking in advance and the framework I teach in the Clubhouse. If you want to join the waitlist to hear about the launch first and get access to that bonus, the link will be in the show notes. Now to today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to have a new episode out in 2024. This is the first episode that's going to be out in this new year. Hope everyone had a lovely break over the holidays and Happy New Year as well. All of those lovely sentiments. I am so excited. You will have already heard that my group mentoring program, The Clubhouse, is opening up next week for waitlist members only. But my main focus in The Clubhouse and a lot of the work that I do with all of the designers that I work with, all of the designers that I mentor and coach in programs and one-to-one, is all about booking in advance. It's the main strategy that has helped me grow my business, make a really sustainable business. I'm going into my 10th year of business this year, which is crazy. And this is the main strategy that has really, really helped me not just sustain my business over that time, but give me work that I love. I really, really love working in my business. It's truly my dream job. And I love to help other designers have exactly the same thing. So the main thing that I work on is booking in advance. That's the main strategy that I help my designers with. And I really wanted to share an episode that talks about all of the benefits of booking in advance. So you'll have seen from the title, I have 12 benefits. And let me just tell you, this was cut down from my original list as well. I really believe there are so many further benefits and, you know, wins and things that you can take from using booking in advance as a strategy that really like ascend beyond all of these things that I'm talking about. It seems like the main thing is, you know, having projects booked in and being able to plan your time. I think they're the main things that people think about when you think about booking in advance. And I really understand, you know, they're definitely benefits. But there's so much more that builds on top of that. And some of the ways that I've seen the designers that I work with transform their business using this as a foundational strategy is just incredible. And these are all things, all of these 12 in this particular episode are all things that I have found within my business over lots and lots of time as well. You know, not just as soon as I had the schedule in place, but moving forward, like I said, spanning across the last, particularly the last 6 or 7 years, but, you know, through my whole business as well. So I can't wait to talk a little bit more about booking in advance. Like I said, it really is a foundational strategy that I love to teach and I love to help my clients with. So before I jump into the benefits, I just want to share what I mean by booking in advance, because I think it's, you know, it seems quite obvious, but I just want to make sure that everyone understands what I mean by this particular strategy. So basically, booking in advance is having a set schedule where you have spaces in your calendar for your clients and filling in those spaces without any flexibility. You know, you're booking in your clients to a slot, and once you've filled that space, you're then booking in advance to the next space. And when you've filled that space, you're booking to the one after that, et cetera, et cetera. Just as an example, I'm currently booking design clients from May 2024, recording this in January. So that's about 5 months in advance. And the designers in the clubhouse are booking up to 3 or 4 months in advance. I really focus on having 3 months in advance. So if you were booking clients now, you would be booking them for early April. But any amount of booking ahead, so even if it's just a month, even if it's up to 6 months, all of that has really, really great benefits, which are the things I'm going to be talking about in this episode. But the most crucial part of this strategy is to have this set schedule in place and to keep your boundaries really firm. So when people get in touch and want to work with you sooner, you can stay really firm and keep people booking in advance. That's something that I teach really clearly in the clubhouse with the curriculum, Your Booked Up Blueprint. But there's lots of things that surround this as a strategy, you know, things like marketing, making sure you're working with the right people, keeping your mindset and your boundaries really solid. Lots of things that come with this that are really carefully covered in the clubhouse. So if you are interested in learning a little bit more, feel free to join the waitlist, which I'll share in the show notes. But I'm going to go into the benefits of booking in advance now. So the first benefit is the most obvious one, which is time planning. When you have a schedule in place to be booking your clients in advance, it gives you that structure and that placeholder so you can be really, really organized with your time and you can be planning things further in advance as well. Sometimes it feels really difficult to plan things like holidays or to plan time off or to plan in, you know, additional work that you want to do, like working on your own website or any additional projects. But you know, with your schedule in place, when you have time, you know that you're creating consistent time for yourself as well. And you can see that when your projects are booked up, you're at capacity for your project work, but you still have lots of space and time outside of that as well. So it makes everything really, really easy to plan. The members in the clubhouse have been able to take incredible amounts of time off, including month-long honeymoons, 3-week trips around the world, full summers off with their family. It's something that you can do really easily with this schedule in place because you can be more prepared and more organized. Like I said, you know when you're at capacity and you know that you're not going to reach a further capacity. You know, you're not going to go over your limit because everything has been planned really carefully. And also you don't end up with that feast or famine cycle, which is really, really hard as a designer when you have, you know, a full schedule of way too many projects and lots of clients versus then going into a dip of no work and waiting for people to come along. Planning your time and planning your schedule really avoids that feast and famine and helps you have a much more organized schedule. The next thing is you get better clients when you book in advance. The clients who are happy to wait a month and, you know, a month plus up to 6 months, maybe even longer to work with you are going to wait because they really, really want to work with you as their designer, which means they're going to really value your work. They love your style. They love your approach and your process. They're waiting because you are their perfect match designer. And that means they're just going to be so much better to work with. They're going to trust your expertise. They'll stick to your boundaries. They'll give you more space. They'll value your work completely differently to someone who's forcing your hand and pushing your boundaries. The difference I've found in my clients since, you know, being a little bit more of a people pleaser and, you know, bending to the needs of my clients, booking them in as soon as possible and, you know, breaking all of my own boundaries, working all of the hours to get these projects done, I've actually found that those clients who are the ones, you know, who push your boundaries and want you to book sooner, I mean, this makes sense when you say it out loud, are actually much harder to work with than the people who can be a little bit more patient, who really, really want to work with you and are happy to wait because of that. Those people are happy to stick to your boundaries. They trust your concepts, they trust your ideas, and will listen to you when you offer your expertise. Because of this, we'll move on to our third point, which is you get more confidence with your own expertise. Not only are you booked in advance, which gives you confidence itself, you know, the more you know that you have projects booked in and you can feel a little bit more confident because of that, working with those clients who really trust your expertise and who really, really value your opinions and your work will help you feel like much more of an expert and a confident expert as well. You know, it helps you feel empowered and valued and like the work you're doing has such a huge impact, which, by the way, it does anyway. Obviously, the work you're doing is already amazing, but sometimes we struggle to connect with our own expertise and feel confident in that, especially when we have clients who aren't necessarily the best to work with. You can also create so much more time in your schedule to invest in courses or programs that help you grow your expertise and become more skilled and more confident over time. Aside from just the additional confidence from being in demand and being booked up, there are also so many other things in, you know, in that area that can help you become so much more confident. Number four is more consistent income. It's really obvious, but consistent projects leads to consistent income. The more that you can book in projects on a consistent basis, instead of having five projects one month and none the next month, the more your income can follow that as well. You can have a much better balance of your time and your income. So you don't have to work yourself to the ground to be reaching your income goals. You can still have really consistent income that reaches your income goals while staying really calm and collected and in control. Again, following on from the first point, you don't have those cycles of feast and famine, which helps with that element of your income as well. You can really plan your income around your projects and you can plan payment plans that help you take home similar amounts every month. And again, still reach your income goals. It's not about earning less more consistently. You can earn as much as you like and just have it coming in a lot more consistently, kind of like a paycheck does when you're in a 9-to-5. Having that consistent income can help again with that confidence. All of these benefits really bleed into each other and can become benefits of each other as well, and then branch out into so many other things. Is why I really found it hard to stick to the 12 benefits because there are so many more. But I really believe that all of these things mix well together and can, like I said, can feed into each other as well. So the next point is organization. This isn't the same as time planning because what we can find when we're balancing too many projects and we're, you know, booking in too many clients at once is we can really have those organization wobbles. You know, we can feel like we're not in control of our tasks. We can find it really, really hard to balance everything that we need to balance within our projects. Whereas with a set schedule and knowing how many projects you're going to work on at a time, you can be so much more organized. This is really great if you do tend to find organization and planning really hard. You know, if you find that you just struggle with being organized, you struggle with balancing your tasks, having this schedule in place and booking in advance gives you a really solid foundation for being organized. It can help you build more set processes. You know what you're working on at any time and you can plan that into your calendar. And when you have a more consistent workload, you can also sort of plan organization around that. You know, you can experiment with what works. Do you prefer to plan things on paper or in your calendar? You already have the projects there It's not about scrambling for projects and trying to organize things as well. You have the space to build your own methods of organization around this schedule. And again, leading on from this point, our next point is that you have so much more time for marketing. Again, a really important element when it comes to organization. I know for a fact that marketing is one of the areas that a lot of designers end up leaving behind. As soon as things get really busy, as soon as you start to feel overwhelmed and overworked, and you feel like you don't have the space and time to spare, marketing is the first thing that gets left to the back of your to-do list. And more space in your schedule means more time for those things that end up getting left behind at the moment. Not only do you have the time, based on having this schedule, setting aside more time for yourself, having more plans, having more organization, you also have so much more energy. You know, you can spare a little bit of creativity from your projects. You don't have to put all of your creative ideas into your client work. You can spare some for your own content creation and your own marketing. You also have more projects, so you can share more information about those amazing projects. You have more things that you can share with your audience. More consistent time creates more space for you to be more consistent with your marketing as well, not just in these areas of having all the ideas, but in actual physical time that you can set aside. Our next point is you have a more settled or a more secure mindset. As soon as we go full-time in our business, or, you know, even if we just start a business part-time alongside a full-time job, it immediately adds a sort of level of insecurity to your mindset, a little bit of that, you know, wobble that I mentioned before. We can feel like we're losing a little bit of a grasp on our income, or we can feel like we're losing a grasp on the control that we had in a day job, or, you know, when we're studying, anything like that. But when you start booking in advance, it immediately adds more security because you have those projects in place and you know you have income coming in the time that you have those projects. Like I said, even if it's just 1 month, it's 1 month of having a much more secure and settled mindset because you have that security for that month. And whilst you have that bit booked in advance, you can then use that time to keep being booked in advance and add on another month or a couple of months. All of this loops back to your confidence. The more secure, the more calm you can feel, the more confidently you can come to your business and the more confidently you can approach your projects. It's not about coming from a space of being desperate for the work or needing the work and needing more projects. You can give your all to the projects you're working on, knowing that you have this buffer of, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months in advance. You can make bigger decisions. You can build more confidence in yourself. You can be a confident expert. I just had to stop and check where we were up to. But number 8 is you have more space for growth. We've mentioned, you know, more space for marketing, more space around your projects, more space for time planning, etc. But what this also feeds into is creating more space for this point, which is growth. I've mentioned growth because a lot of designers, a lot of creatives have that as a really key goal, you know, to grow. We want to expand. We're looking to get to the next step. But this also works for being more sustainable, you know, pivoting your business, any big goal that you have in your business. You can create more space to help yourself get there by booking projects in advance. Whatever you want to achieve in your business, having this control over your time, having this control over your projects and knowing how much capacity you have and working around that gives you so much space to be working on your goals and to be achieving the things that you really want within your business and molding your business to work perfectly for you as well. I'm so keen to talk about working towards your own version of success, and it's so important to have that in mind. But having this time to, you know, put time into working towards those goals and getting closer to your version of success is really, really great and so much easier when you have this organized and set schedule. Our next point is easier pricing. This is going to be music to so many people's ears because pricing is so hard. And if you find pricing hard, you're definitely not alone. I think most people have struggles with pricing, whether it's quoting your pricing, raising your pricing, working out your pricing to make sure you're reaching your income goals. But I really want you to know that booking in advance makes pricing so much easier. Again, with those projects in your schedule, you know, projects booked in however far in advance, 1 to 3 months, that can give you a little bit more of that settled mindset and give you more time to think about your pricing, raising your pricing. It can help you feel more confident that you have those projects already, and then you can raise your prices so the next ones are booked in at your higher rate that you want to be charging. I think when we want to raise our prices, it can take, first of all, us a little bit of time to get used to what the new rate might be. You know, we can start to feel a little bit wobbly. We maybe don't feel 100% connected to that rate until someone books in. But it also can take clients a little bit of a minute to adjust to higher pricing as well. And you're giving yourself a sort of buffer period for both you and your potential clients to learn about your rates, to get used to your rates, for you to potentially, you know, talk about them openly on consultation calls. And this is, like I said, your buffer period. So the next projects you can book in can be at this higher rate, but it gives you a little bit of time to be able to adjust and book those projects in the future. Pricing can become so much more easier, not just because of this system, but also because you're building your confidence alongside with all of the other things that we've spoken about as well. Point number 10 is you have so much control. You can be in control of your projects, which projects you take on. You can only book in the dreamiest projects. You have this really set schedule of, you know, my clients tend to have somewhere between 10 and 20 client slots in their calendar for like one full year. That tends to be like the average, depending on what kind of work they do. But knowing that you only have to book in that really set number of projects means that anyone that you take on that isn't a perfect fit, you're sort of using up that time that could be set aside for a really, really dreamy project. And it makes it so much easier to reserve your spaces for the projects that feel like the absolute best projects for you, with absolute dream projects. You know, they're 100% hell yes projects. Because of this, you will find it so much easier to say no to any project that doesn't feel 100% like a best fit. You can take on only the dreamiest work and fill your calendar with the projects that add so much more joy into your life and give you a really, really fun, exciting, inspirational, creative workload. Bear in mind, you have that control already from your schedule. So all you have to do is make the decisions for who gets into your schedule, who you really want to work with, and you can have so much more control over your schedule and your projects. Again, following on from that, number 11 is you can add in more joy to your business. Joy can come in so many formats, but for me, my joy comes from having more space, being in control, feeling really organized, reaching my income goals so I can feel financially secure, giving myself more time for myself, you know, and knowing that I have that space outside of my business. My business can support my lifestyle and, you know, help me focus on my joy and my life first, knowing that my business is supporting me, and also being able to be creative in my best way. My joy comes from being a creative person. And so being able to be my best creative self in my business is so important for me feeling really good. And so having this schedule and being able to be my most creative self in my projects without any stress, without any overwhelm, is really, really crucial to me and enjoying my business and enjoying my work. My final point, point number 12, which is the final benefit to booking in advance, although like I said, I could have gone on forever, is having a more sustainable business. I think sometimes having a sustainable business is not something that we set as a goal for ourselves, because we're always so focused on what's next. You know, how do we grow? How do we mold into what we want to be? But really, if you love your business and want your business to be your dream job long term, then focusing on sustainability is really, really crucial and really important as a foundation. And this strategy, you know, booking in advance, can add so much more sustainability into your business. I have been booked somewhere between 2 to 6 months in advance for the past 6 to 7 years. And the amount of security that that brings to my business, the amount of space that gives me to know that my business is supporting me and to know that I am secure and I have a sustainable business is absolutely huge. It's allowed me to create additional businesses, work on additional income streams, to raise my own income using those things, but also by feeling really confident in my own pricing. It's helped me work on the dreamiest projects that I just never would have thought I could work on in the past. And it's really helped me feel secure knowing that my business can provide me with my dream job for as long as I want it to, whether that's going up to retirement or, you know, wherever I feel like I want to make a change. I love having a sustainable business. I love having sustainability as a focus in my business. And I love having booking in advance as the strategy that helps me support all of these things. So I hope you enjoyed me talking through these 12 benefits to booking in advance. Like I said before, if you do want to join the waitlist for the Clubhouse, which is my 12-month group mentoring program for designers, the link is in the show notes to sign up to the waitlist. We'll be opening on Monday for waitlist subscribers, and then the week after for anyone who isn't on the waitlist. But if you want to get early access, including an amazing one-to-one bonus, then you can sign up there. And you can also get access to my Instagram if you want to drop me a message and have a little chat about your business, or if you want to ask me any questions about the Clubhouse. And you can also find all of my other details there. I will be back next week with another episode, so speak to you soon.